Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around. You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons.
What do you get? Daly Show. How are you today? Look, I was drinking coffee this morning and I absolutely love that stuff. It's so great. And you have to kind of know what it is. Because a lot of people would like to get off coffee, but they love the benefits of coffee, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm not a coffee drinker. I actually think it's kind of nasty, so it's hard for me to relate to that. But why do you drink coffee? Caffeine wakes you up, right? It's your morning cup, I would imagine, right? Mm-hmm. Wakes you up. And because it helps digestively, we'll say that. And a lot of people like that. And there's a lot of things that you like about it.
Yeah, no, caffeine is not a bad thing.
Well, it's
and I like coffee. Right. I mean, I don't
it's
think it tastes...
It's a constrictor, though. And what if you had all the same elements in something that was healthy, that when you drank it, it gave you all the same things, except the caffeine load was different because it works off of being a dilator instead of a constrictor. So it's way better for you.
Right.
And also because of the fact that you are drinking roasted chocolate beans... And you're getting all these vitamins, nutrients, and antioxidants of like 2 cups of blueberries, okay? What if you could do that every time you turned to drink a cup of coffee, but it tasted sort of similar, and there were all kinds of different kinds. I like Volta because it has like a little bit more of a chocolate essence to it, whereas, say, Ecuador tastes more like a coffee drinker would probably love. But Choffy, choffy.com, put in the code Kate, order it, and try it. I am telling you that the health benefits you feel from it are amazing. And then also at the same time, you're helping your body because you're not doing to it what coffee does to it, especially you're not getting the acid. So a lot of people that would like to drink a cup of coffee, you know, for religious reasons, I don't, but there's a lot of people like me who would like to drink something like that helps you and wakes you up and everything else. But not coffee. And this is such a great alternative. Choffee is amazing. And it has the health benefits of that whole roasted bean. And when people say dark chocolate's amazing, well, they're talking about the whole bean, not the heavy produced chocolate bar. Okay. So this is a great way to do it. And I'm loving this product. I really am. I've been drinking it for 5 months now. I love it. Choffy.com. It's roasted chocolate beans and it's amazing. You'll love this product. And put in the code Kate, you'll get a special deal on it. I want to play, well, first of all, I played Catherine Austin Fitz in the last segment and she said she was talking about the WEF, the World Economic Forum. You'll have nothing and be happy, right? They'll take all your stuff. Do you know what she said? The first person said contract law. You need to work on contract law. This is something that we can do, that we can learn about as a society, that we don't really know a lot about. We've always relied on lawyers, the snaky people of the universe, but we don't really know ourselves. The thing that Catherine Austin Fitz talked about was we need more hackers. We need more people that understand the system, software, things like that, so we could actually beat the system. That was kind of an interesting call out, right? You need hacking skills. You need to know how to access the system, not in an illegal way, but in a way that you realize how they do things illegally to you and how to combat that. Okay? So I'll just leave that there. But there's a call out for things that we're not good at that we need to get better at. And that was my point in this hour and that I really wanted to cover. Here's the next one. Here's another clip that made an impact on me today. And it was the author that claims she's a black woman. She's lived in Nevada and Utah and Los Angeles. And she said she wrote The Terminator and The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's the author. And she's been in litigation for like over 15 years about all of this, trying to get her money out of the movies they say that they stole. She says that they stole from her. And this is an interesting piece because of the fact that she talks about why The Matrix was The Matrix. And she appeared on the Armstrong Williams show in Las Vegas. And she's going to tell you about something that happened in Las Vegas, too. But she actually won one of the court cases for $316,000 because her lawyers, she was suffering malpractice from her own lawyers, okay? So she did win that one so far, but she's in constant RICO cases and everything else for the copyright to the movies, The Terminator and The Matrix, because she wrote the original ideas, she says. There is one falsehood about her, and that is that she won billions of dollars against Time Warner. She did not. But she is working on it. She's trying and she's suing. Okay, so she's in the process of. Let me play this 4-minute clip for you and listen to her describe the red pill and blue pill, the Matrix, why she wrote it, what JC stands for in John Connor, the character. There's so much to unpack here. And then she talks about Facebook and about the CIA involvement in Facebook and what's coming. Here we go. Here is Sophia, the author of, or she says she's the author of The Matrix and Terminator. Here we go.
The Terminator is the prequels to or the beginning of The Matrix. Sarah Connor is actually Neo's mother. So JC, John Connor's Jesus Christ, grows up to be Neo, one and the same in The Matrix. The Matrix is in the future. The Terminator is the past. It's time travel, past, present, and future time travel. It's the second coming of the Christ, the evolutions of consciousness, man versus the machine. So the machines, the Terminator machines, hear that a child is going to be born that's going to terminate them in the future when they oppress man. Because, see, it's a man versus the machine. It's God's children versus man's children, which was technology.
So man versus nature.
Exactly. So the Terminator has to time travel to the past because they know it's Sarah Connor. And they have to kill her, terminate her, so she won't have the baby. And Kyle Reese, he comes from the future to protect her, and he inadvertently gets her pregnant. And he has to go back to the future. And so it's the Immaculate Conception, because now she's pregnant, and she fell in love with a man, but did it really happen? Did he exist? And then this child, when you see the three Terminators, the boy, and then the man child, subconsciously, he doesn't know why the Terminator is trying to kill him until he's hidden out in the city, in the Matrix, the future. When he reaches 30 years of age, the rebellion, the reloaded revolution starts. And the rebels come and they find him because they've been watching him all along. That's what the Guardians and the Sentinels are all about. And so they wake him up to his purpose. They take him to Morpheus to train him to fight the machines. They take him to the Oracle because of the prophecy. So this is the whole epic story. It's an epic.
Because this plays into why this sudden mental change on Facebook. Where is Facebook now a threat where they need to regulate them and shut them down?
Facebook is nothing but a database for the CIA. That's all it is. It has all of your family's pictures, all of your friends. It has all the information. They used it here in Vegas when they had that car accident. Remember when the Maserati right by the Cromwell, when that happened right there. Well, all they did was take camera footage from Caesars, Bally's, and, you know, other casinos. And they went and they took this footage and they got the license plates. And then they saw that the guy did, you know, California. He rented that Range Rover. And after they did that, they went to social network and they found his girlfriend on Twitter. So they found his picture. And then they went to L.A. because they knew they were from L.A., put his picture on a $250,000 billboard and put a reward up for him for $25,000. And they got him within 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks because of the technology.
So how should we, how do you advise people to share their image,
well,
their data?
There's not going to be any more privacy. Everything is camera down. Everything is caught on camera. And this is what is going to be about in the future. Virtual reality that I'm explaining in The Matrix and Terminator. Everything is going to be, so now it's going to be so easy. You're not going to have any more paper passports. It's just going to be where you come into the airport, they're going to scan you, your body, retinal, fingerprints, the whole nine yards.
This is what CLEAR is about.
That's right.
At the airport. That's what
and
CLEAR, yeah.
This way, nobody has to alter paper and put a picture or a name on there because they have your bone structure, they have your eyes, they got your fingerprints. This is the database, and they match you up. You see what I'm saying? And you go through. So that way no terrorists can come through and pretend to be somebody or somebody that they're looking for that's the most wanted.
For
you
safety.
See what I'm saying? Because all of this technology is going to start ruling. It's artificial intelligence is going to start ruling everything. Once the satellites come into play that I'm talking about, this maybe another 5 to 10 years from now, they're really going to play a phenomenal part. Because this is why Apple and Microsoft became the billion-dollar, trillion-dollar babies is because IBM and Xerox didn't know what a mouse was. A mouse meaning they didn't know what the internet was going to be. You see what I'm talking about? They didn't want to move into that technology. The studios don't know what streaming is. They got pissed off because Netflix paid $50 million and got 3 or 4 Oscars for the movie Roma. But it was never shown in the movie theater.
Yep, she's right. Sophia Stewart. She claims to be the author of Matrix and Terminator. She sent the script in, and then all of a sudden they came out with Terminator, and she's still suing them to try to get the money out of those movies, as she said that she wrote it in past, present, and tense, you know, future, and never got the cash for that. And so she's still suing. Anyway, really interesting clip from her, didn't you think?
Yeah.
Sophia Stewart?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I noticed this with the Lori Vallow case. I mean, if anyone needs to fry, it's Lori Vallow. I mean, obviously, and I don't say this about too many people, but she's so guilty that it just reeks. I mean, she reeks of guilt because of the way that everything went down. But how did we see all those text messages? They were all stored in the cloud. Nobody's really talking about that with the Lori Vallow case. Everything they had against her, not everything, except for the hair sample, the DNA inside inside the tape in which her son was murdered by her and Chad Daybell. But they went through all the texts and they used the texts in the courtroom. And everything was off of the cloud. And we don't talk about the means that they use in order to incriminate. And she's right about the fact that I do believe this. You will get to a point where you just show up with your face and your face is everything. And they're moving towards that. They now have grocery stores that started in the UK a couple of years back, I think 2018, 2019, where you go in and you're basically Amazon carting it, all your groceries, you walk out and they ping, 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 ping and charge your Amazon account. They have that technology. She's right, I think, about what she's saying about the future. You won't be able to get out of it. So then I've always wondered about Mark of the Beast. What does that actually mean? Because they won't need some sort of mark. It has to be something that we can't fathom right now because they will have the ability to scan just like they're doing retinal scans and facial scans and everything else right now. That's all coming to fruition. That's not a theory because we're seeing it start to happen, right?
Sure.
But it is interesting. Red pill, blue pill, JC, Jesus Christ, that she would have named it after that because she was trying to show we are God's children and kind mm-hmm. of do a takeoff from that with the Terminator. That was kind of interesting, wasn't it? You see it kind of in a different light. There's so many people that kind of understand what's happening. And I wonder what it's going to take for us to see the whole picture. And somebody said the other day to me, somebody would actually go insane if they had to learn all of this all at once. You know, because what we've said on the show has turned out to be true. We've had, you know, somebody could claim half true. We're not saying what's true. Really? Tell me what we've said that isn't true. When we have an opinion, we state it's an opinion. But when we're showing you history and we're showing you the facts, we read from their own words. How could that ever be anything but, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And all the stuff we said about COVID was true. And that was bold because at the time, nobody was saying anything like that. I'm not trying to toot our horns here. I'm just trying to make a point that if you study history and if you're aware of all the things that have come out of their own mouths in government, I don't care who you're talking about, Kissinger, Bush, all these different people, all the people in government and all the people that are behind the scenes, deep state people, that it's not hard to calculate what they're doing and why. I would never trust these people.
Oh,
okay.
That's for sure.
Right? And so what keeps us from understanding what's happening if their own words tell us and we haven't been wrong? So tell me if we've been. I don't think we've ever. I mean, there are a couple times I've had to correct on the show. But other than that, in 12 years, have we said anything that didn't happen? End up happening? We even said when people were saying that everything was going to crash in 2016, I had people get mad at me for not repeating that on the air. And I said I didn't believe it. I didn't believe everything was going to crash in 2016. Right?
Yeah.
Because they're a lot slower at these plans than we say, than people think they are. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. I'll take a couple calls. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Back here with you, Kate Daly Show, just finishing up today's show. I hope you take that mortgage thing to heart. Make sure you get over to FIQ, order up some products. Did you know you can put the code word Kate in now and get that savings? So make sure and put the code word Kate in and you help us stay on the air. That's good because you're ordering great products. Somebody was asking me today, what do you take for thyroid? Cod liver oil. They have the capsules and they have the best. There's different levels of cod liver oil, good and bad. And this one actually is the best cod liver oil and they've capsulized it. So it's easy to take, not that nasty taste, right? FIQ products are amazing. You'll love them. Okay. Make sure you get those. Go to FIQ. You can find it on the bottom of katedalyradio.com where the sponsors are. And, but you could also go right to FIQ, and order copper, magnesium. You should be taking it and, put in the code Kate and you'll get those savings. Hi caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
The ability to buy and sell. I'm not having it.
Yeah.
The Lord's taken care of me for a long time.
I love that. I love that. I hope
Telling
we all
me
have
a
that.
Rebel.
Yeah, yeah. I hope we all have that attitude. Thank you. I do. Look, there's so much to say. Do you know what the headline is on Drudge? Ugh, Drudge was so bought and sold. Anyway, the headline was AI bots. The bots are taking over the internet. Half of the traffic is bots now.
Wow.
And we were just saying, so they already have their remedy and response all ready to go.
Yeah,
because if you have a headline, the bots are taking over the internet, so infiltrated by fakeness that now you have to clean it up because you're the government. Now you got to control it even more. I can foresee that happening, can't you?
It's just like any other form of communication.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want us to have it. Right now, the social media is their friend.
Right.
It won't be long before it's not their friend anymore.
Yeah.
And then they'll have to do away with it.
Right. And this is the headline. Bots taking over net. Half of traffic mimic human behavior. I think we've had more of this than we realize.
Oh, absolutely.
I think they're so far ahead right now than they tell us. But there's a lot of this on the net today talking about AI. And there's a program called Sydney I'll have to tell you about tomorrow.
But they're calling them bots.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bots that's taking over the internet. It's artificial intelligence that's taking over the internet.
Right, right. There's an intelligence in all things.
Of course.
And isn't it interesting that this is called artificial intelligence? They didn't name it something different. They could have. But they're telling you exactly what its opposite is. That's interesting to me. I think spiritually, you know that there are intelligences in everything. And, of course, this is artificial intelligence.
Yeah, they could have just as easily have called it soulless intelligence.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they could have called it a lot of things.
Yeah.
Why intelligence? So it's being able to see what it is and what it means for us, and I think these are good conversations to have. Melissa will be out tomorrow, so I'll be on the show on my own in that first hour, and it'll be after I do the Alex Jones show, and so I'll take your calls on that. I want to take your calls. I want to talk about a little bit more about AI. All the talk show hosts seem to be talking about it at great speed right now. Mm-hmm. Am I right? And what are they asking about it? What's going on about it? I want to talk about Sydney. I think that's interesting. Sydney is an AI program. But there's a couple things I want to bring up to you guys. And I also, on Thursday, let's tackle the mRNA food supply. Because we actually have some big question marks about that. Don't you?
Yeah.
We have some question marks about people are going, and it's in our food. I think there might be some things we need to talk about.
I don't think the digestive system is actually set up to receive mRNA shots.
Well, it's, you know what's tough about what we do? It's separating the hype, the manure, the lies, because media says something. They don't couch it in history. They don't really ask any questions. And that's supposed to be truth fact-checked, but it's really not, because you're not told in context. You're not told in things. And this happens on the right and the left.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we need to expose more of, is the truth, finding the truth in all those pieces out there, because that's the hardest thing to do. Thanks, Uncle Milty.
Mm-hmm.
You're awesome. Be back tomorrow. And then Susan, of course, joins me in the final hour tomorrow. And be faithful. Be fearless out there. Be fearless. You need to be fearless. It's such a time as this. KateDallyRadio.com. Thanks, you guys. Did you guys know you can go to mystore.com from MyPillow? Instead of going to mypillow.com, go to mystore.com. It's like a mini Amazon. People don't know about this, and I absolutely love this, because you can use the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and get stuff off of automotive and pet supplies. And I mean, you name it, there's a product on there for you. And it is really amazing. The thing is run by Mike Lindell from mypillow.com, and my store, you get to use the same code Kate to get all the savings. Right now, the $25 slipper, regular $149. When you put it in the cart and you put in the promo code, it reduces in the checkout. And so many products are like that. And you can get products pennies on the dollar. Whereas Amazon, you don't have that, but you do have that on mystore.com every single time you order from mystore.com. These are the same folks. It's mypillow.com. But go to mystore.com and look around. You're going to love it. I swear you're going to love it. I love this website now. Make sure and go there and put the code in Kate. Thanks, you guys. Supports the show and keeps us on the air. Thank you.